Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be the Light with your host, Alania Starhawk, where together we expand our awareness to know that we are the light of change, of inspiration, of hope, and of love.
Blessings, bright ones. This is Be the Light Radio, where we gather each and every week to inspire each other to believe that there is more than we can see, that we are more than our physical selves, that there is a force of divine light feeding us, nurturing us, lifting us higher with every single breath. And I am Alania Starhawk, divine channel and angelic messenger, light worker, opening the doors to greater truth, greater sense of peace and connection with this infinite force, with the divine. And that's why today I've chosen the beautiful topic of oneness. Doesn't the word oneness just inspire you to imagine a world where everything is moving together in harmony and balance and alignment, where all becomes easy, graceful, effortless, where beauty can begin to seed itself, where laughter can flow without end, where love can be all-encompassing, and all of the questions that weigh us down so much can just fall away. This is what I connect to when I consider oneness. And I thought perhaps we can have a little conversation about that today and welcome some insight through from the higher realms of spirit, of light, of truth. So what I do for you each week is, well, introduce myself as I just have, and give a little bit of insight about inspiring me on this day, and then we'll open the gates to offer a prayer and to bring in some channeled messages from Divine Source. And I do this with intention so that the energy we connect to in this time together, the energy I connect to is really pure. It's real. Whenever you are connecting to us, it is real time for you. And we are opening the doors of time and space to connect you with higher frequency, divine frequency. So as you listen to our shows each week or whenever you are guided to, if you allow yourself to sense the energy moving through, you will feel it. If you allow yourself to use this moment together as an opportunity to connect to your own inner voice, the guides and guardians who support you each day and all of the infinite blessings that are in your life, then it will allow you to feel that. It will be easier for you to connect, because my first and foremost prayer is that I am fully aligned with the higher truth when we are sharing in this experience. Now, thank you for being with me, and thank you for giving me a moment in my day to center myself and receive. Why don't we do that now? Why don't we just imagine the prayer flowing through to center us, to focus our awareness, to remind us that right now this moment is an opportunity for us to be in receptivity, to see from the highest perspective, and to perhaps balance all in our lives so that we begin to see the potential, the blessing, the beauty, the light that is. Guides and guardians, I call you upon you now to create a beautiful sacred circle to surround each and every one of us. Whether they are listening live here in this moment or an archive in any perfect moment for their journey, we ask you to surround us in the purest of divine light and then weave all of our circles together as one. We are here to remember that our greatest truth is a truth that is in oneness, a truth where there is no separation between ourselves and all else that is seen and unseen. On the greater scales of infinite being, or in the moments, in the journeys that we're part of each day, that there is a sense of oneness or all source, all blessing, all healing life, all truth, all love, all is in this moment, here and now. We could shift our awareness and find other places, other points in time and space to be at home in. But if we allow all of these points of consciousness to unite, we bring ourselves back together in oneness. And Spirit tells me now to imagine this river of light flowing through you. You can truly visualize it by imagining your breath flowing in and through your being, and then outward once again to source, to that which lies outside of yourself. And you can imagine that there's a flow that takes place each day. When your heart beats, when your breath flows through, when you open your eyes to see clearly, when you step into a new experience, there are moments of give and take, to and fro, that take place each and every day. And it's easy to imagine that in those exact moments, there's an influx of energy that moves forward into your being to energize you, to awaken you, to center you in this moment, and to bring through all that is needed. And the same happens when it's time to let go of that which is old, outdated, and unserving. When a breath has completed itself, so you allow the release to take place. When a day has completed itself, so you allow yourself to rest and prepare for the next flow of insight, of inspiration, of experience that takes place. There's a give and take in all things. It's important to focus our attention on this movement of divine light for just a moment or two to remind you that you are more than this exact moment. You are more than this physical self. Even if there is not a full awareness of how it all intertwined in beingness, there's a part of you that is ready to know that there is more that you can see. And what if we tell you, dear ones, that this more has no end? It goes out into infinite, infinite beingness. And no matter how far it travels away from the perception of yourself, it is no less present and connected than these cells, these molecules, these energy fields that are closest to you now. It's only a gate of perception that makes you feel a bit removed from the infinite resource, the infinite flow that is. Bring yourself back into this moment, just this moment, and to what feels comfortable for you now. And notice that even though you cannot see all, you have an awareness that all things are connected to you. From the highest vibrations of truth, if we remove all illusion, you right now are connected to infinite source that you wish to welcome into your life. Of what is it that you wish that you to embrace, to dance with, to be part of today, right here, right now. Can you imagine that the new career you wish to breathe life into is only a step away, only a breath away? And although you cannot see it, the part of you that is infinite carries your prayer outwardly to say, bring this to me in a perfect way. The same thing goes for all that we're wishing to manifest for ourselves in our lives, whether it's financial prosperity, whether it's inspiration and creative flow. Perhaps it's healing light to bring balance to some past wounds or injuries. Can you understand? Just open your heart to imagine that the healing you seek is only a step away, a breath away. The same thing goes for any other element of life you wish to invite in. The idea that we are separate from anything is what keeps us feeling small and limited. We've learned to embrace this way of seeing life, and because we have aligned with it, because we've adopted that perception as valid and true, we've created a whole world that moves within that structure of separation, moves within that paradigm, that way of being. By all we're doing, we're not breaking that down. We're saying that's one way of looking at this whole infinite world of being. But when we're talking about oneness, there's a part of us that just has to open to imagine that the angels we wish to unite with are right here. They hear our whispers. They feel our call. They feel our prayer to be at peace within. See in our personal power. To be in a moment of comfort within ourselves. And they bring that to us. And every element to know begins to appear. So the reason I'm speaking about these messages have all been from spirit, and they're showing me a prayer that I put in place for myself and then had forgotten about. The reason we're talking about being at one with all source, with all things, is because sometimes it's very easy for us to imagine this more than we can imagine the perfect relationship building with all humanity. So they're asking me to bring awareness to knowing that there is nothing that lies outside of your self. If you can see it for yourself, it can be part of your reality. So as you know, I've just come back from a journey to sacred France and England, and I have not traveled overseas for many, many, many years. It's because I lovingly wish to be focused upon my family, my son, and all that's in my journey presently. And about a year or two ago, I'm thinking it's about 2 years ago, about a year or two ago, I had this just innocent desire that every single time someone that I loved, somebody that I knew and cared for, was traveling to a distant location, to a destination that ignited my soul, I asked them when they were upon that journey just to whisper my name into the wind. It was so innocent a request, and I knew it would be easy for them. They were asking what they would like me to bring back, and I said I would like them to bring me back. And my response always was, I don't need anything, but when you are there, please just whisper my name into the wind. And my name went to many, many, many different places over this year or two. And I didn't realize till I just returned from my trip that the sudden gate that had opened up to me taking this journey to the places that I had yearned to visit really had to do with me lessening the distance between myself and these places. There was a part of my soul that just needed to know that I belong on this global scale of experience, of being, of exploring. And so because I lessened the distance and the separation between myself and these foreign, beautiful, exotic locations, it became my manifest reality. And it happened so out of the blue and miraculously that I didn't remember about the prayers I had put in place. So consider that now. Are you looking for financial security? And I say this because there are quite a few around me who are working very, very hard on opening the doors to some financial security. And their hearts are so pure and their efforts are so pure. But on a deep, deep, deep level, I do believe that there's a part of us that has forgotten that we belong in that state of financial security. And so just imagine now these overflowing resources, overflowing accounts, overflowing purses, overflowing wallets, overflowing resources blessing you. Just imagine them. Just imagine them. And imagine them just flowing closer and closer and closer to you. They are already yours at some level of being, at some level of divine expression. And you are standing with authority and saying, I wish to call them into this moment, into this place and time and space. And if you believe that and you don't put up the resistance of how and where and when, suddenly the gates open to welcome in this beautiful union once again, to welcome in this beautiful presentation of a financial flow, abundance, and prosperity. You can do this with anything, brothers and sisters that you'd like to unite with, to find in this lifetime, so you remember what it feels like to be supported, to be accepted. You can do this with anything. But it's about really breaking down, shattering, melting, releasing all of the resistance, all of the walls of separation that may be between you and the you, the infinite you, that is ever-flowing, that is all-encompassing. Just remember that you are all things, and all you wish to be, all you wish to see, all you wish to dance with is already yours at some level of being. Just draw that in into this moment and let go of the resistance, to see yourselves uniting and becoming one. So we do this with people too on a global scale. We facilitated, we brought together a beautiful group of light workers of heart light yesterday evening for a peace circle. And we amplified and really amped up all the beautiful prayers that we held in our hearts, and we wove them together as one. And we sent the lights out across the globe to hold a vision of peace in our hearts and our minds and our spirits so that it could be manifest. And one of the first messages that about seeing all humanity, all life, seeing them as these infinite, beautiful variations of colors, of frequencies, of energies, varying colors of the rainbow, of the full spectrum of divine expression that can be. And you realize if we just started to see all of this uniqueness across the global plane of being, all the different ideas, all the different beliefs, all the different colors, all the different nations, all the different expressions of being, as just being, all part of the one, but holding a different frequency of expression. Suddenly, we were reminded that as a respect for the uniqueness, for the variations, for the free expressions, would be the path through to the peace we wish to know. It's so important to let go of the better than or less than, to let go of believing that purple could be in conflict, in opposition to the pink. It's so important to just see colors, to just see energies, to just see things, moments, time, space, people, nations, beliefs, as just varying expressions, and that none is in opposition to another. What if you could just be who you are and not need to defend yourself, not need to prove yourself? All you need to do is really hold your truth within yourself, within your circle of being, of experience. And that means, truthfully, that you can be in the presence of another and not have to douse your light or hide your truth in order to share an experience with them. And when we're talking about oneness, there are many that I've met over the years who believe that living in oneness implies that we must all get along, that we must all be a pretty little picture of peace and loving harmony. This is the thing. Some expressions of life are uncomfortable in alignment with other expressions of life. So let me say it this way. This is not meant to be judgmental in any way. Let's just use those little stereotypes for a moment, that a hardcore biker who is used to being on the road and to living a harsher reality experience than perhaps this sweet little gentle sister in service to humanity, okay? They would be living different experiences, but either or would not be comfortable in the other's experience. It's just factual. They would not be comfortable in the other's experience. It does not mean that either is inappropriate for those journeys. How beautiful it is for one to live passionately and freely, not knowing where the road will take them, and you know, being present with all they meet, fearing nothing. Okay? And how beautiful it is that someone can be still within themselves and be connected to this faith that guides their path each day. It's two different experiences. They do not need to link arms and walk up the mountainside in order to be in oneness. Now, they can do so. They can link arms and walk up the mountainside to show respect for each other. But the truth is that oneness simply implies the remembrance of knowing, regardless of appearance, we are all one. The life moves through one as it does through another. It moves through every nation. It moves through every people. It moves through every family, every community, every soul that is seen and unseen. It's the same miracle of life tying us all together as one. And if we can focus on coming from the same source, then we can begin to not notice our separation, to not notice all of our varying elements or attributes. Okay, we wouldn't notice that I like quiet and you like force and energy and passion. We wouldn't notice that if we started to pay attention to us coming from the same level of source. Okay, then we would begin to place some attention on that which is similar, that which is connecting us all. That's what oneness is about. It's knowing, listen, we both have different journeys. I don't wish to be you, and you don't have to be me. But I know that there's more connecting us than I can see. and we start coming into those core elements that really touch all life. So let me make it very, 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 very clear. No matter where you are, no matter what conflict you are with another, no matter how you see varying elements of life, every single soul incarnate right now, has an innate desire to simply be loved. Even if you think that they are the gruffest, that they are the coldest, that they are the most difficult soul to become close to, I promise you, at a deeper point of being, that soul, every soul, simply wishes to be loved and accepted. They have their own ways of finding their way through that path, okay? But every single soul wishes to be seen, wishes to be heard, wishes to be accepted, wishes to be loved, wishes to be safe. That's something we all have in common. So can we begin to break down some of the separation that we have in place between ourselves and others and just see, wow, at the most innocent point of being, we are all just searching for a level of love, peace that will allow us to just rest into our being. I love this idea of oneness. Because it reminds me that each soul is perfect. And because one is ready to climb a mountain today, it doesn't mean that I have to climb a mountain to prove that I honor and love them as they are. It's saying climb, brother, sister, climb. Get where you need to be. And I will be on my journey wishing only the best for you where you are. Even if some of these journeys are taking them into unknown places of conscious awareness, I don't see them as needing to change their path. I see them as being so wise that they know what is best for them, and I wish them the best. In an experience of oneness, we can allow everybody to be who they are, but then we also remember that we have the privilege of discerning what is best for us without feeling that I need to gain approval in order to be connected to all the beautiful souls that surround me. I get to be who I am and to know that at the core we're all connected. When I pass the line, they will all align and it will be perfect. But I need hold myself back for no one. I need wait for no one, for nothing. That right now, no matter my journey, it is moving forward into a place of union within myself, within my community, within my greatest soul expansive journey. And that's a little reminder I wish to plant a seed for today. We have a beautiful caller on the line that would like to share a little thought. Hello, 630, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I really like what you're talking about today.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm so glad. I woke up. I didn't get to share this yet, but I woke up from the middle of the night, and all I saw was the energy moving through every single one of us, and that if we focus on the breath of life as being what connected us, we wouldn't see so much separation between us.
Yeah.
Ah.
So are you like a psychic or no?
Yes, I'm an intuitive, and I can see all that spirit wishes to share. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I have a question. So my parents died, and there's been a lot of problems with settling the estate. It's just been a nightmare. I have a really crazy family, and I've separated from them. I'm just, like, leaving it up to God and the bank, and I don't know. I just wonder, like, do you see this settling this year, or do you see this, you know, settling you know, it might be like early next year. I just wonder the time frame because a lot of stuff's on hold for me till this settles, you know.
Okay, so that really fits into everything we just mentioned a little bit ago. And sometimes, and I mean this with my whole heart, sometimes we believe that we have to wait for everything to come into this present moment for us to move forward the way that we wish to move forward, feeling supported. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about...
Well, I mean financially. But I'm talking financially, like emotionally, I'm moving forward now. I cannot be part of this anymore, and I just need God and the bank to finish this and the judges and the system.
Right.
It'll all come together. But financially,
yes,
I'm on hold until, like, this settles. And I'm just wondering, do you see it settling this year, or do you think it might take a bit more, like the bank thinks this year or next year, you know?
Well, what I feel, and this is the energy that we're connecting to in this moment, is that you right now, and I mean this from my whole heart, you right now have the ability to clear away the resistance. I work with people on a personal level all the time, and we really go deep into what's happening in the world and clearing away all the resistance so that the miracles can come together. And just this week, I had three different people connect with me. And when I met with them a month ago, things that almost felt like it would never, ever happen. Never, ever happened. They couldn't even comprehend. They were in a place of desperation. We put some prayers in motion to clear the resistance and to bring in all of the blessings that they were worthy of. And all three of them contacted me within the last 2 days to tell me that those miracles actually manifested, miracles that they couldn't even see happening a month ago. So this is the world I move in, that it's not all just out there waiting for you, okay? I want you to know that you're the creator calling it in. So right now we need clear communication between all of the parties, okay? Because there's a lot of resistance, it feels like, between all the parties.
It has nothing to do with me. I'm not involved in this. I'm the only one that's not doing anything. They're all nuts. They're fighting each other crazy. So basically there's a lot of court dates coming up. They think things are going to be resolved later this year probably, or it could be early next year. I'm trying to, like, understand for myself, like, do you think it'll partially resolve? Do you see anything with that this year? Because I just need partial resolvement to be able to do this thing I need that I want to do this year. It can wait till next year, but I really would like to do this in the fall.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, keep your focus on it clearing, because I see very clearly that it has the potential to clear itself in a big way, whatever that means, okay? It has the potential to clear itself by the end of September, which is only a couple of months away. I feel like if you really get into a place where you know enough, I want the drama to clear itself, I want what I'm worthy of to just move in divine flow. Call in your parents to support and assist, but keep your energy on.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, my parents and I have been aligned. They're thanking me every day for my efforts.
Right.
I'm the one that's
right.
The only normal one in this process. But do you think, like, things will go, like, I mean, they've gone in my favor, but do you think it's going to even be maybe better? Like, I'm wondering, I think I might be underestimating that it might be pretty good for me, but then I get scared that, you know, maybe somehow they'll sabotage me. I mean, it can't affect me too much. I'm not involved in this. But I'm just wondering, the longer it goes on, the harder it takes a little bit of money away from me. You know what I mean?
Okay, but all of these questions are entertaining the negative outcomes. In the work that I do, I have incredible sight. And I will tell you that years ago, I would go in and really look at everything particularly. I believe now that you're the creator of your experience. And so from your guides and guardians that are here right now, I say take your power back and see it all finding easy resolution. Easy resolution.
Okay.
And that's where your focus needs to be. Not outwardly waiting for something to happen to you. Take your power back. That's when you start to feel aligned with all of the potential in your life. And this is the world that I work in, really placing power back in your hands. Okay.
Well,
so
I feel the power going back in my hands, but I feel it coming back. But like I'm thinking, like I'm going to the next couple court dates, but there might be one court date where there's testifying. I don't want to be there. I haven't seen my sisters in many years. They're very evil, both of them. So my spirit's telling me to go with my gut, that that's going to be the ending. Everything's going to come out when they testify that one day.
Right.
So I think like one thing's going to come out earlier, and I am going to trust in it. So I'm going to go to the court dates that suit me, and I'm going to continue with the bank, and I'm going to continue, like, you know, contacting my CPA and, you know, doing the stuff. They're selling the house, getting the things out of the house that are mine.
Sure.
But, like, I guess my question is, like, I want to buy a property, and I was going to move away from the neighborhood I'm in. I'm wondering, do you see my decision as being good? Because I've been pondering where I want to move, and I don't think out of state's going to work for me.
Okay. So a lot of this stuff is getting into things that we can really discuss in a longer session where it's all about you and what's important in your journey. But I'm going to tell you, again, I believe that your soul will absolutely know when it's time to make that move. And until then, let go of the questions and just keep it as a potential. Your energy right now is really wrapped in a lot of the uncertainties. And it's not absolutely time to move in this moment. So play with the ideas. And the moment that it's time for you to move, you'll know whether you wish it to be out of state or in state. They're all choices, okay? So it's really about putting the power back in your hands.
Do you think before I make my decision, that's right. Do you think before I make my decision, should I make that one trip out west? Because I was going to, like, go out west next year and maybe, buy a bigger place in a suburb farther away from here and then buy a little place eventually? Or do you think I still need to go out west before I make my decision?
I think it's good for you just to go and break from the pattern of what you've known. So if you have the ability to schedule a little drive, a little trip, whatever you wish, I think it would be a good thing for you. It just feels like your soul is looking for inspiration. So I'm open to that, and it feels right. Okay. But I wish you many blessings. All right, sweet one.
Thank you so
much.
You
can go to my website. You're welcome. You can go to my website. There's a lot of information about how to focus your energy there. And for anybody who's listening, just head to my website, alaniastarhawk.com, and you'll find more information about private sessions if that's something that interests you down the road too. Okay?
Okay. Thank
many
you, Ms. Alania. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome, honey. Much love. Bye-bye.
All right.
And I'm really glad that we had that reflection in this moment, because sometimes I get caught up in the higher teachings and the higher expressions, understandings of how it works when we're manifesting, when we're uniting our energies with divine source. But truthfully, we can also get into a moment of confusion where we understand that as a concept. And then we get confused about how to bring that into our very real world. When I first started opening up to spirit about 15 years ago, I was so excited that I had that connection. I can say a prayer and I could actually hear responses from guide, from spirit, from source. And it was to the point of really, really gaining clarity whenever I needed it. So basically, I have this open channel, this open connection to any information I required in that moment. I promise you, for many years, I asked the same exact question. Will this work? What will happen if I do this? Should I? And I had all of the very same questions. And it's because we've been programmed since we've been very, very young to believe that one choice can be right for us and another choice could screw up our whole entire life. We've been taught to believe that we could get lucky and it could go our way, or we could really be screwed. We've been taught to believe that life can be challenging and can be struggle-filled. So we've forgotten how to really keep our focus on all the beauty, that all of the blessings that can be. So let me explain it this way. Now, when I spend time with spirit, I would say almost rarely, if ever, do I ask the questions of will and should? It never goes there. I really go into a place where I become so certain on whatever it is I want in that moment. Just beautifully, I desire to experience this. I desire to know this. And I become so certain that I use all of my energy in my prayers to say, thank you for supporting in this. Thank you for opening up the gates. Thank you for making this easy and effortless. I take back my power to start asking for clear communication. Let's say I am feeling uncertain. I'm not sure how it will go. Instead of saying, will it, won't it, I put a prayer in place that says, I am honestly not completely 100% sure about this choice. Please show me, if there is another path, please show me the other opportunities. Please show me with clarity, whether this is what uplifts me. It's all about asking for the validation and the support, the guidance when you need it, but not believing that those outside validations are what creates your reality. Because we've forgotten that every single day the world is reacting to us. Life is reacting to us. Meaning, let's say that I'm in the grocery store and somebody in front of me starts acting all kind of irate or starts holding up the line. Whatever it is that they do to shift the normal way of moving through that line. If I'm in the grocery store and I experience this, in the old days, I promise you, with every bit of my being, in the old days, I was a warrior spirit. If I perceived there being an injustice, I would have expanded my energy and sought to bring justice to it. I would have spoken truth. I would have spoken up for somebody. I would have done something. I would have thought that I was making the world a better place. But really what I was doing was participating in the struggle and the challenge and the disharmony that can be. It never ended up well. Okay, it never ended up well. I never felt peace afterwards. I felt charged up as if I had just defended something. Now, so the same exact experience, let's take that same exact whatever the trigger was in the grocery slot line. Today in my life, if I notice something like that, quite often, I promise you, I don't even take it personally where I don't even react. If it does escalate and I feel the desire to react, I take a deep breath first and I really truly ask, how can I be a positive influence in this experience? How can I bring truth to the experience? And whatever that may be, I might act on it, and sometimes it's not outwardly. Sometimes it's just with a prayer, but I see the instantaneous impact in the physical experience in front of me. I say this because you realize that the world didn't make me into the warrior spirit that I was years ago, and the world didn't make me into the peacekeeper that I am now. It's only a choice. So I cannot say what will happen on Tuesday when this happens in the grocery store. I can't look into the future and see because you haven't reacted to the experience yet. I can tell you the way, the path that it's going through now, okay, but I don't think that's what Spirit's there to remind us of. I think Spirit's there to remind us of all the potentials that can be. And then we, on this earthly plane of being, get to choose what feels right for us in that moment. I don't wish to give my power away anymore and act as if I'm just following the guidelines that have been placed out for me. I want to be the creator of my destiny. I want to see when something is not aligned and of benefit for me, or at least appearing that way, that I have the ability to begin shifting that experience according to my thoughts and my prayers and the energies I place forward. And so for me, all of the work I do with Spirit is about bringing me back into a place of empowerment. It's about breaking down the separation I've known, the limitation I've known to be real, and to place my focus upon the expanded expression of divine truth. We are all so much more than we imagine ourselves to be, and our world are recreating themselves daily. And that means that every time I'm offered the opportunity to be the peacemaker, every time I'm offered the opportunity to see something differently, doing really is reevaluating the best path for me in this moment. In this moment, in this moment, in this moment. Every single day you get to choose again. You get to imagine your life fully and completely differently if you desire. And we're doing this in little ways, meaning that you're in a restaurant and you swear you go to this restaurant and cannot wait to order the steak and potatoes. And yet you arrive there and before you actually place the order, you've changed your order 5 different times. That's what life on the greater scale of being is really about. When you get into the exact moment you're in and realize, you know what? I don't think this actually represents my spirit any longer. It's not actually what I wish to be part of. Then you instantaneously put out a call to the universe. This is not my path any longer. Show me the different opportunities. What are the choices do I have? Don't pick from A, B, and start imagining all the choices that you have. So when we're in that moment of conflict where we're waiting for something to resolve itself before we move forward, really just open your mind to consider, is my life truly on hold or am I just assuming that it is? Is that only the belief system that I had or is it my actuality? Start considering, what can I do today to make a difference? Even if you do something that appears to be the smallest difference, your focus is upon making a difference. Your focus isn't upon waiting anymore. Your focus is upon drawing it in and making it happen. And just by keeping your focus there, even if it's a baby step, I promise you, whatever it is you're waiting for gets closer and closer and closer and closer. That's what we're talking about with oneness. Don't see what whatever it is you wish to know, as oceans and lifetimes and months and years and people and resources away. Don't see the separation. See it all drawing closer and closer and closer and closer. Because we live in a reality of absolute oneness. When we remove all the resistance, when we remove all the illusion, all the limitations, all the lack, and all the fear, we start to place our focus on the connecting points, upon the blessings, upon the beauty, upon the grace, upon all that moves forward effortlessly. And this is what I wish for you and every single soul with us now. We have one more caller, and we just have a few minutes left in the show. So caller 305, would you like to speak? How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm good.
Hi.
How are you?
Fabulous.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I support you?
You're welcome. My name is Seema, and I wanted to ask a question about work.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this because we're going to lift it up a little bit higher. Before you even tell me what the question is, let me just ask Spirit what your answer is. Just let me do it this way, and then you can ask me something if you need to, okay? So I'm going to ask beautiful Spirit to bring through a message for Seema that will lift her awareness to help her see the clear path through. Show me what is it that Seema most would be most blessed to know. Okay. So... so I see you almost holding yourself back from either taking on too much responsibility or from being seen for who you really are. It's almost like you're waiting for everything to perfectly fall in place. But I'm telling you, just be ready to accept the opportunity that allows you to feel as if you're making a difference, to feel as if you really belong and are at home. I don't want you to limit what it is that you're worthy of. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You can tell me the question now, though, because I have an understanding. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the job is new. It's going to be like a month since I've been there. And, yeah, this training and stuff is a little slow, and I feel like, yeah, there's more that I can do, but
right.
we're only expected to do a certain amount. So I wanted
okay.
to – what I really want to know is, do you see this advancing and me staying there? And for – I don't know if you can tell, at least more than a year.
Okay. So – can we do this? This is the way I would do it, okay? Because I see you just
okay.
limited right now. So what I would do is, you're faithful. You're here. You're listening to me now. I would really put a prayer with my angels and my guides that I am part of an experience that makes me feel fulfilled. I like that word, feel fulfilled, while receiving
okay.
all of the blessings I'm worthy of, okay? And
okay.
really keep that prayer that I am able to participate in my job more fully, okay? Now, that
okay.
prayer didn't say anything about this particular job. It said my job, and that I'm able to feel fulfilled in all the energy I put out. That means that
okay.
either this job will expand, or another job will present itself. Okay, because I don't want you to feel that you have to accept whatever they offer you. Stay there, you know, breathe into it, do what you can, but don't give up on receiving all that you wish to receive, because I feel like there's a bigger job for you, actually one that has more authority in it. So keep that prayer open, okay, and let's see where that goes, okay? But we're looking for all the opportunities in this job or in another that will allow you to fulfill yourself more completely.
Okay.
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 Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Seema. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. So to every soul out there who is really in the midst of transformation, of transition, where you see your life moving from one point to another, I'll tell you that it takes a moment to feel that you are comfortable and secure in the new experience. And how comfortable you feel can be sometimes, well, all the time, can be up to you. I want you to know that you're worthy of a life that makes you feel as though you are blessed, where you wake up in the morning and you feel ignited, where you feel lifted up. This is so important that you do not just feel that you need to accept whatever comes. You can be present in what comes because you've invited that to yourself, but open the new doors and say, listen, this is perfect for now. Thank you so much, but I'm ready for more. And you allow the doors of opportunity to just open. You'll get phone calls. Somebody will present an opportunity. Something will reveal itself. You'll be inspired to look down a new path. But please know that you never, ever have to limit yourself. When we're talking about stepping into an infinite world, we're talking about really recognizing that if I wish to be on a path of total fulfillment within myself, whatever that means, in each moment, it can change and it can shift, but I wish to know that I feel as if I'm making a difference. I want to know and I want to feel that my efforts are really creating something of importance in my life, whatever that means for you. You have the right to feel that. You have the right to experience that. And there is nothing stopping you. Once you know you're worthy of that, the door will open and the new inspiration will flow through. The new opportunities will flow through. Spirit, from the highest realms of being, I call on you now to assist, to support each and every soul that is in a moment of confusion, is in a moment of transition, is considering where their life is moving towards. Be with each of them now and help them to recognize that their prayers, their desires, their wishes are what is opening, creating a new path to receive. For you are worthy of every wondrous blessing. You can tell that my power, my passion has been ignited in this past hour. And I love that about myself, that I can see this world shaping itself according to how we see it. And if you are looking for the passion in your life once again to redirect your energies away from all of the weights that life can sometimes bring to us, then I encourage you, please, to continue supporting us here at Be The Light Radio. Visit my website, AlaniaStarHawk.com. There are countless articles there to support you. You can put in a keyword and really find something that aligns with where you're at. Just peruse through. There's so many articles. And please peek at the page about private sessions. You might wish to start a journey of doing some healing work, where your guides and guardians begin to work with you each month or how often that you choose to really open the doors of awareness within yourself. Once you step through that gate until you say, yes, I'm ready for more, the healing will begin at a deep cellular level where the fear you've once known will simply begin to fall away. The struggle, the confusion, it begins to fall away because when we work together, we place attention upon building a strong foundation beneath you. So love yourself today and know that you are so much, you're worthy of so much more than you can imagine, that your path is blessed. Your path is actually golden and you are eternally loved. Forward to joining you again next week. Blessed be.